I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan speed. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
Yeah. It's 2:39 here on The Ticket. This is The Sweet Spot. Mino, myself, Monty, in for Sean. He'll be back tomorrow. And on Tuesday at 2:30, we always talk to the lovable afternoon jub. George, do you hear us?
How we doing, Sweet Spot?
Yeah.
Or WIP, whatever we got going today.
Whatever you want to call us.
Yeah. We're flexible. We'll be whatever.
I just know it's good. That's all I know.
We're going by the Musers today. Nice name change.
That's fine. We don't mind sharing that.
Yeah, we toyed with on the weekend for a while going by the Weekend Musers. They're like, look, it's free.
Yeah.
We'll take that would have been fine. That would have been fine with me.
And yeah, and if y'all want to go by, you know, Weekday Whip. That's on the table as well.
Okay.
Yeah, run it by Daddy. So we have George on, and yesterday during our mix with the invasion, we brought up something that kind of led Mino and I down a rabbit hole. So we'll need, if you need to go ahead and change hats here, we will need Dad Jub if you need to put Dad Jub hat on.
Okay.
Because we talked about things that our parents told us as kids that turned out to be lies, and there's probably many reasons why they did that. I think for the most part, my mom or dad did it just either to shut me up or to move on from whatever we were talking about or doing. But do you remember doing stuff like that with your boys?
You know, I'm trying to think of something that I passed down. One of them, my middle child, who is now a coach, he fit the profile of the middle child, you know, and was kind of had his own drum that he walked to and own beat and everything.
Yeah.
I think his big thing was making crazy faces where he'd cross his eyes.
Okay.
And he would, I mean, go for not hours, but minutes on end with like his eyes crossed and. And I would tell him, I said, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah.
They really are.
Going to get stuck.
We were all told that.
That was a big one.
And I don't think it was until the age of the internet till I realized, yeah, nobody really has their eyes stuck like that. And as kids, we all kind of did that.
Except for Adam Sandler's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's obsessed with that.
He's got something going on.
I think that helped feed that character, that bit.
He was your own little Gordon, and every time you tell him not to do it, he would do it tenfold.
Right. It was the same kind of thing. And he would just do it until, you know, he... thinking back on it, it was pretty funny. Like, when he started driving and stuff, he would, like, you know, make that face and say, hey, Dad, you might have to take your car. You know, he had his eyes crossed.
I'll bring the truck back in one piece. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Bill Utter won't get mad.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
I wonder how long you could physically do that, like physically cross your eyes.
I don't think I could do
it
now.
Because we haven't really done it since we were little kids, but we never did it. Jub, maybe your kid did it for 10, 20 minutes at a time, but we'd usually just do it to get a laugh, and we're like, okay, this kind of hurts. I'm going back to normal now.
Yeah. Maybe. Are we sure that they don't stick? Are we sure about that?
I just, like you said, I've never seen anyone do it like that. I feel like you said, you do it, but at some point, the little spaghetti noodles behind your eyes get like, sore for doing that for too long. So I don't. Maybe there is a threshold, and just no one can physically cross it.
What if we watch 60 Minutes this Sunday, and it's a story on kids who did that, and now they're walking around
cross-eyed
with kids.
And all they're doing is just their one eyeball is looking at the other one.
And there doesn't seem to be a cure.
Well, Donovan does have a bet payoff he has to do Friday. What if we just have him cross his eyes for an hour in the plaza?
Go up and ask directions from people and with his eyes crossed?
Didn't Steve Martin's glasses and The Jerk make him do that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That made it even that made it even more plausible.
Right.
For us as kids, it's kind of like, yeah, maybe.
Like, look, you know, yeah, you don't want to be like them. So in the same vein, there was sitting too close to the TV would hurt your eyes. Was that a big one?
Yes. That was a big one. And, yeah, my parents were convinced that not only watching too closely, but watching too much TV was bad for your eyes, bad for your brain. They may have been right about that.
Yeah, that may be more of the content.
And if you do
right?
too much of something,
you'll go blind.
You go blind.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's probably not one that he talked about too much.
Yeah, we just didn't get into that topic. No, we didn't. There was, my dad thought that anytime you turned any sort of knob too fast, and back then, when I was growing up, the televisions had knobs.
Mm-hmm.
When you change, I was basically my dad's remote control. Hey, put it on channel 44.
Where's the damn remote? Oh, there he is. Hey, George.
Yeah. But he claimed if you turned anything too fast, you were going to strip it.
Mm.
And he may have been right about that.
I was going to say, that may have been true.
That is dad talk.
With those knobs back then.
That may have been true. I don't know. Do you mess up doors by slamming them? That was one that my dad was always big on. Don't slam doors. And I carried that tradition on to my boys.
Yeah.
I think it was just irritating more than anything.
Yeah, I think along the same lines, my dad was always big on me not air conditioning the neighborhood.
Yeah, that
too. He would get upset with me leaving the door open. But I feel like the only, you know, going back to the stripping thing, the screws, not
really
close. There was only two things my dad would tell me if I would help him do something in the garage. It was, you're going to strip that screw, or, damn it, put the light back over here.
You're always having to hold something for your dad.
Yeah, I was on light duty, and then I would just see a dog walk by, and he would see the light start drifting away.
Get the light back over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our purpose as kids. Basically, we were worked in the lighting department, or we were remote controls
right.
before they really had them.
Yeah, we just provided manual labor for our parents.
Give me a beer out of the fridge.
I was told, and I don't know if this one's true or not, but if you drink coffee or diet soda as like a teenager at a young age, that it stunts your growth.
Yeah.
I still kind of believe that. And maybe that's why I didn't start drinking coffee until I was 34. So I'm like, yeah.
Is that why old people get small?
Because they drink so much coffee.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if you eat the apple seed, it's going to grow.
Or the watermelon,
watermelon seed, same thing. And that one freaked me out that was nightmare fuel for probably half my childhood. I was just convinced I was going to grow an apple tree out my spleen.
I was told that about pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, like any kind of seed, you are just you're flirting with some sort of terrible. Internal bleeding tree incident that was
or now with any of those seeds have cyanide, and if you get one near your body, you'll just obliterate.
I was told by, I think it was like 6th or 7th grade, by a baseball coach, because we got pumpkin seeds one day. We usually did sunflower seeds, but we did pumpkin seeds, and we're all eating them, and our baseball coach in like the third inning was like, you know, when you eat those, they're gonna give you diarrhea. And we're all just like, really?
Again, he may have been right about that.
Yeah. He probably didn't want his right field to have a puddle in it.
If that's all you ate one afternoon was pumpkin seeds, you may.
And that and blue all sport. That's probably not good for you.
It wasn't good for the tummy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He was right. He was not wrong.
So the one we brought up yesterday.
Genius.
I've never eaten pumpkin seeds since then.
We brought up driving around with the cab light on. Like, our parents always told us, if you do that, the SWAT team's going to descend on you and do a pit maneuver and send you into the median.
Like, it's going to be like P. Diddy.
Was that one that
you were
told or told your kids?
No, that's a good one.
Okay.
I think I did tell my boys not to flash their brights, though, when they started driving, because that was
a gang sign.
Yeah, the gang.
Shot by a gang member, I think.
Boy, that feels so early Facebook that, man, yeah, the MS-13 is going to chop your head off if you flash your brights at them.
What about cracking your knuckles? It gives you arthritis.
Yes, yes. And I never really did, but all of my kids did, and I told them that. And again, that one, there may be something to that one.
I kind of believe that one, too. That one, yeah. I also believe I was told not to go outside in the cold after you shower if your hair's wet, because you'll get a cold.
You'll get pneumonia.
Yeah, you'll get pneumonia. To this day, I'm like, okay, I make sure my hair's dry. It's cold outside. I don't want to get sick.
So what about...
See, we would leave swim practice in Chicago, and our hair would freeze on the way to the car.
Ooh.
So what would that... I mean, that has to be instant death the next day, right?
You would think. Yeah, you're just... Yeah, you get 1975 COVID immediately. So, okay, you bring up a good one, swim practice. What about the don't swim... until at least 30 minutes after you've eaten? Was that?
Because you'll die.
Legitimate?
Yes.
Because, my mom made it seem like if I dove in after I ate my mess of chili dogs,
just
that I was going to,
everywhere.
Yeah, that my belly was going to give out and I was going to seize up and die.
Yeah, I heard that one too. We had to rest for 30 minutes after we ate before we could go to the pool.
And I'd be sitting there mad. My swim trunks have gotten dry. And I'm like, yeah, that little bag of chili cheese Fritos was not worth it. I wish I stayed in the water.
No. Yeah, that was a ridiculous one. And I don't think I carried that one on to my kids. I tried to change the world with that one.
What about the dye in the pool that if you go number one, it changes the color of the water? Because I think we were told that one, and as kids, it was...
I told my boys that all the time. Don't
clean
the pool because this is an upscale. Every time we go on vacation... Hey, this is kind of an upscale place. Don't do that because they've got a dye that shows the kid who pees. They're like, oh, okay, Dad.
And then they just pee in the pool anyway.
Like, yeah, look,
pee in the pool, and no one would know. And I would be right there next to him drinking a beer, peeing too.
So. Yeah, it's crazy. They added that to Possum Kingdom as well. So be careful.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah, you don't want to have to deal with that.
River Authority is doing that now. They want to identify the piers in the lake.
Yeah, the Texas Parks and Wildlife took care of that.
Oh no!
Yeah. All right. Well, what a fun afternoon, Jubb, that was. Thank you so much, George.
Fun. Hey, at some point, I need to take Mino to task on his Victory E. Green take.
What's that?
I think we've been over this before.
A couple weeks ago. I said he's fine.
Yeah, you hyped him up a little too much. We gotta fix him.
I'll show you a video of Victor. He has a pretty decent bit. I'll show you a video sometime.
Okay. Right.
He's gotten better.
To me, keeps him okay, but that would be better if that was some sort of coyote or cow on skates. That would be amazing.
Cow.
You gotta say he's better than...
His udders are dragging on the ice.
He's better than Champ, or... Not Champ, the Rangers captain, whatever, who has no bits.
Don't sleep on... Yeah, he has bits.
What is his bit? He puts his mouth on little kids' heads.
Oh, no, that's Biden.
Across the field with the flag at the end of the game.
Okay.
That's hilarious. So he's in a golf cart.
Okay.
Man. Dances on the dugout.
Dances on top of the dugout. He's got a snout and a tail. That's all he needs.
Orbit goes streaking at the games, and he does the single ladies dance. Now, I hate the Astros.
I did it one time.
But that's a good mascot bit.
I think I got to defer to mascot George here. This is kind of his area of expertise.
The Rangers won the World Series. Yeah. They've got to up their mascot bits this year.
I agree.
It'll motivate them.
Although you're the only one who's actually, of the two of y'all, that is... partaken in being...
I was just a gorilla.
...in a costume.
I fully transformed.
We got a real battle on our hands that we'll have to settle at another date.
All right, boys.
Thank you, George. There he is.
See ya.
Our great George.
There he goes.